Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. So the Red Sox have a new manager. Yesterday, they introduced John Farrell as the team's 46th in team history, replacing Bobby Valentine, who was fired after presiding over a dismal season in which the Sox lost 93 games. Farrell was the Sox pitching coach a couple of years ago before he left to manage the Toronto Blue Jays for the last two seasons. And joining us now, as he does every Wednesday, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Anthony.
So, Terry Francona out, Bobby Valentine in, Bobby V out, John Farrell back. What do you make of this move to bring John Farrell back to Boston?
A sharp turn away from celebrity managers. to a guy who knows pitchers, which is a very nice thing for a manager to have on his resume, and who is very familiar with a lot of the roster of the Red Sox, which is probably also going to be an advantage. So we'll see. We always give a new guy a chance, right?
We absolutely do. But what do you think it says, if it says anything at all, about the way the front office has handled this manager quandary?
I hope it means that the front office, the people in the front office, are talking to each other and taking each other seriously, rather than only one guy in the front office saying, "I don't care what you think. Here's the guy who's going to manage the team next," which right. is apparently the way it worked the last time around. I hope that, and we'll see.
Well, after the epic collapse at the end of the 2011 season and then this past season's train wreck, Farrell certainly has his work cut out for him. Here he is yesterday talking about that challenge.
I can't speak to what the Red Sox clubhouse was last year. I think it's important that we communicate consistently to the players, we outline expectations, and we have to hold players accountable to what we're trying to get done.
Hold players accountable to what we're trying to get done. That seems to sort of evoke some players' names who were not held accountable in the past. I don't know. What do you think, Bill?
you can hold players accountable, but what you really hope to do, I think, if you're a manager, is create an atmosphere in the clubhouse where the players hold themselves accountable and where the players understand that they're all on the same team and they're all striving to do the same thing. All the evidence every year, to the contrary, notwithstanding, these are adults. One hopes that they will be able to behave like adults.
Well, let's move on, but stick with baseball. The World Series begins tonight in San Francisco. It pits the San Francisco Giants against the Detroit Tigers. As we know, it took the Giants 7 games to knock out the Cardinals. The Tigers, of course, swept the Yankees in just 4 games. What do you like about this year's World Series?
I like the fact that the first Triple Crown winner since 1967 is going to be on center stage for the big show. I like the fact that we'll get to see Justin Verlander pitch, mm-hmm. because that always is a delight. I like the fact that the Giants are coming off, as you say, a 7-game struggle. They had to come from down 3-1, and that creates kind of an exciting situation as well. So 2 teams that ought to be great fun to watch.
I think you're right. I'm going to confess that I'm rooting for Detroit. I'm a fan of the old Motor City, which has fallen on hard times recently, and I think the Tigers, they haven't won a World Series since 1984. They could really pick that city up a bit. And how can you not love manager Jim Leland? He looks like he's out of Casey Stengel's era or something like that.
Yeah, Casey Stengel's or Sparky Anderson's.
There you go.
One of his predecessors in Detroit. I agree. I'm a fan of Leland's. I've had the opportunity to talk to him a couple of times in spring training when he was with other teams, and he's always struck me as a no-nonsense fellow and a guy that players enjoy playing for.
Finally, Bill, tell us a little bit about Only a Game this weekend. You spoke to the author of a graphic novel called Hit by Pitch, the story of Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians, the only ball player ever to be killed by a pitch back in 1920.
Yeah, sounds like a strange subject for a comic book treatment. A graphic novel is not exact. It's like a big, long comic book. Mm. But the author made a real case. Molly Lawless made a good case for what she's doing. And I understand we have a little bit of her talking about the book
as
well.
Here's Molly Lawless talking about the death of Ray Chapman on that fastball from Yankees pitcher Carl Mays.
You know, I actually went into the project ready to attribute blame because it seemed like such a perfect hero and villain story. You know, there was this pitcher that nobody liked to begin with who was a headhunter, and then there was everyone's best buddy, Ray Chapman. I think it's impossible to actually say that he did this on purpose. He may have tried to hit him on purpose. He may have tried to brush him back on purpose, and I'm sure he did, but he definitely didn't try to kill him on purpose.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I am. I was delighted to hear that was her conclusion. Absolutely.
Well, sounds like a fascinating subject, and you can hear more of that on Only a Game this Saturday, 7 in the morning, again at 7 p.m. Bill Littlefield is host of that show. He joins us every Wednesday here on Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.